The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
Last Sunday, I preached on the holiness of God. And one of the verses that we looked at last Sunday was 1 Peter 1:16. Well, this makes reference to Deuteronomy, but this is the makes reference. It says, "For it is written," that's written in Deuteronomy, but it's, "Be holy, for I am holy." God calls us to be holy also. 1 Thessalonians 4:7, "For God did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness." God called us to be holy. He didn't call us to be like the rest of the world. He called us to be holiness. Now, holiness, we looked at last week, it says it's the absence of sin, because that's what God is. God is the absence of sin. He's the absence of evil. He is pure. It makes reference to being morally pure, spiritually whole, and set apart for sacred purposes. So if God is that and He calls us to be that, then that means you and I are supposed to be morally pure. You and I are supposed to be spiritually whole, and you and I are set apart for a sacred purpose. Holiness is to be Christ-like. But now none of us here are morally pure. None of us here are absent of sin. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But if I was a betting man today, taking that verse and knowing that people are people, if I was a betting man, I'd say that each one of us here today are probably dealing with something in our lives that God is talking to us about. Something in our lives that God says is sin, that God says you and I shouldn't have this in our lives. If I was a betting man, each and every one of us have that. I know I struggle with things. I know you struggle with things. We might be dealing with pride. We might be dealing with greed or lust or envy. We might be dealing with gluttony. But y'all do bring some pretty good desserts on Wednesday night. We might be dealing with an anger issue, that we're just angry with somebody in our family or some situation in our life. We might be dealing with laziness. God has called us to do something, and we're just too lazy or too scared to step out and do whatever God's called us to do. We might be dealing with gossip issues. We just can't keep news to ourselves. Maybe it's lies that we have in our life. Or maybe it is putting something before God. We have an idol in our life that we're putting before God. Whatever it is, you know it. You know it's in your life. You know that you're dealing with it. You know it's wrong. And you know that you need to stop. You know that you need to make some adjustments in that area in your life. How can we be Christ. Like, how can we become holy because God is holy? How can we deal with our lives and our situations? We're not perfect or sinless or holy like Jesus is. But God would not tell us to be holy, for I am holy, if there were not things that we could do. He's not going to say be holy if there's not something or some way in our lives that we can work towards it. He's not going to tell us that. There are things that you and I can change. We have the ability to do certain things, to move us towards the life that God wants us to have. We can't change the past. I can't do anything about my life in the past, but I can do things about today and tomorrow. We're going to look at Psalm 119. God shows us what to do, how to deal with the sins of our lives. And in this, he gives us three steps that we need to take to keep morally pure, absent of sin, and to become more holy. 119, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your words. There is no doubt that this was written as direction on how to have a clean life, thought life, how to have a clean heart, clean actions in your life, how to live holy. That's what this scripture here was about. Verse 9, it says, how can a young man cleanse his ways? We're going to take a look at three steps that deal with sin in our lives. How can a young man cleanse his ways? First, you have to admit your problem and get clean. His ways need to be cleansed. That means that he knew that there was a problem. He says, how can a young man cleanse his ways? He knew that there were problems in his life. He's asking a question. How can I get right with God? What do I need to do? He knew that he needed to do something. So he admitted that to himself, that he had a sin problem or issues in his life that needed to be forgiven, done away with, changed. God will forgive our sins. God will forgive your sins no matter what they are. No matter what they are, what you've done, God can and will forgive our sins, forgive us. Cleansing comes by, the second part of verse 9 says, taking heed according to your word. So what does God's word say? Well, John 15, verses 3 through 4, Jesus here talking about Jesus being the vine and that we are the branches. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. God's word tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we are cleansed by his word, Jesus says, The word I speak cleanses you. And then he tells us if we confess our sins. So first we have to do is we have to get clean and stay clean. All of our sins. He says that he'll forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I know a lot of times people get, and this is Satan, he'll tell you, well, that's just too bad for God to forgive you for what you've done. You're just, God is never going to be able to forgive you for that. Not according to God's word. God's word says all unrighteousness. We're cleansed from all unrighteousness. Before you can stay clean, before you can live a holy life, you have to get clean. So you have to admit and ask for forgiveness. That's the very first thing. Second thing, you have to affirm your purpose to stay clean. Verse 10, with my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. You know what Satan loves about churches, about Christians? Is that too many of us find ourselves as half-hearted Christians. Oh, we're here on Sundays and we talk, but we don't wholeheartedly try to follow God with everything God tells us, with all His Word. If we don't, because we don't say with my whole heart I'm seeking God, and because we don't act with our whole heart, guess what happens? We fall back into the sin that we're trying to avoid. We fall back into the same old stuff. Because we're wholeheartedly. Hebrews 12:1 tells us that we need to lay aside and put away the sin which easily entangles. It is easy to fall into sin. It's easy to get tripped up. It's easy to get distracted from what God wants us to do and how He wants us to live. It's easy. We must seek God with our whole heart and pray that we not wander from His commandments. We have to decide. Half-hearted religion is an insult to God. And it's no good in helping us become holy. You can't say that you're going to be holy and then forget on Sunday and forget about it on Monday. It's got to be a wholehearted thing. It's got to be a commitment. There's a battle for our minds, for our hearts, and our lives. There's a battle going on around us 24/7, 365. And if we are half-hearted about our commitment to God, we are going to lose the battles. That's just a fact. We're going to lose the battles if we're half-hearted. James 1:8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-minded, you could replace double-minded with half-hearted. That means double-minded means I'm thinking about Christ here, and the next thing I'm thinking about something completely else, and Christ isn't in the picture. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 4:8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. There again. Don't sit here and think that that can't be you and I. I promise you, in my life, I have been double-minded at times. Where I thought I was going one way, I thought I was doing one thing and doing good until I got distracted and my mind got off of Christ. Deuteronomy 4:29 tells us, seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. We have to seek him with everything that's in us. Daniel, while he was in Babylon, not while he was at church, not while he was around other Christians, while he was in a foreign land, facing the world, Daniel 1:8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Purposed in his heart. He made a commitment to himself. He made a commitment to God that he wouldn't defile his life by the things that were around him. Have you ever made it a wholehearted decision for God? To get clean? To stay clean? To follow God? To seek God? We got a purpose in our hearts, a wholehearted commitment. With God's grace and help, I will not behave that way anymore. With God's grace and God's help, I will not live like that anymore. We have to make a decision. You know, life is full of choices. And God allows us to make those choices. Either you choose to follow him, or you choose not to. It's a choice that we have to make. If we purpose in our heart, it's a whole lot easier when temptation comes to not fall into temptation. I'm going to tell you right now, we got some young people out here. You decide today what you will and won't do on a date before you ever go on one. You decide what you will and you won't do with a boyfriend or a girlfriend before you ever get into that situation. And then it's a whole lot easier when that situation comes up to do what you've already decided you would or would not do. Don't wait till the last minute. Adults, that goes for each one of us. We decide today what we're going to do when a situation arises. Am I just going to go along with a crowd? Am I just going to go along with everybody else at work? Am I just going to laugh at the jokes? Or if I'm going to say, you know what, I'm not going to be a part, I need to excuse myself when that type of joking comes up. You purpose in your heart before, it's a whole lot easier to act when that time comes. We have to decide beforehand if we're going to live godly or not. We got to admit our problems and get clean. And then we have to affirm our purpose to stay clean, a wholehearted purpose. And then the final thing we have to do is we have to apply some protection. Okay? It's just like going out and going swimming, or in my case, going to the golf course. I'm going to apply some protection to this head, right? I don't need to be glowing up here being sunburned, and so I'm going to put some spray on while I'm out there. Because I know if I don't put that sunscreen on, I'm going to get burnt, right? I know it's going to happen. So we need to apply protection to our lives to keep ourselves clean. It's not enough to get clean. It's not enough to determine or purpose in your life to stay clean. We got to apply protection, and that protection comes through the Bible. Verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to your word. God's word is the truth. It's the truth about life. It is a lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. It is sufficient. It is eternal. It is powerful. It is alive and active. Verse 11, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. That means not just reading God's word, but remembering it, memorizing. Now, I'm not telling you to memorize everything, but there's verses and there are parts of the Bible that you need to keep in your heart. And you might forget the exact passage and the exact number. That's fine. We can look it up. You can Google it. But you need to remember the point. It needs to be applied to your heart, hidden in your heart. We need to memorize. We need to spend time in God's Word. Verse 12 says, teach me your statutes. That's your rules. Follow God's rules. Follow God, what God wants us to do. Verse 13, with my lips I declare your word. Not only do you need to memorize it, not only do you need to learn the rules, but you need to tell others. You need to tell others God's word. You need to tell others that God loves them. Because as you share, you're memorizing more. You're taking that in more. These are steps. This is the application that keep us clean. We're applying protection when we stay in God's Word. And let me tell you, I promise you this. I promise you, the more time you spend with God, the more holy you will become. That's a fact. Because you can't spend time with God and God's holiness not rub off on you. You can't spend time with someone that you love and you not start being a little bit more like them. It's a fact. So if we want to get holy because He is holy, we need to spend time with a holy God. Get clean, purpose in your heart, and apply God's Word to your life. Let's pray. Lord, we just come to you today and we thank you so much for loving us. And Lord, we just ask that as we go today, as we go throughout this week, that we might become more holy because we spend time with you. That we might become closer to you by spending time in your word. Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision, I pray that today would be that day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.